USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The official withdrawal of all U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan has begun. President Biden announced last month that all American forces would be leaving the country by this September, several months after an initial deadline agreed on in a deal with the Taliban during the Trump administration. The Taliban has warned of possible attacks against coalition troops for missing the previously agreed-upon May 1st deadline for withdrawal. President Biden will hit the road next week to try to sell his infrastructure plan to the American people. The White House announced Saturday that the president will visit New Orleans and Lake Charles, Louisiana, on Thursday to promote his Americans' Job and American Families plans, totaling more than $4 trillion worth of spending. And the polls have closed in Texas's 6th congressional district as 23 candidates vie to replace Representative Ron Wright, who passed away in February after contracting COVID. If no candidate receives a majority of votes, a runoff will be held between the top two vote-getters. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
There are new pushes to get high schoolers vaccinated against COVID now that shots are available to everyone 16 and older across the country. That comes as school districts return to full-time in-class instruction and some deal with outbreaks. Colorado is one of those states seeing a rise in cases among young people. But Governor Jared Polis says he has no intention of changing guidelines for returning to classrooms. He tells CNN that the data they have shows that schools have a generally low infection rate.
The data that we have continues to show that schools are a relatively safe place in that they're controlled, there's mask wearing. It's not that there's zero transmission in schools, of course there is, but the transmission at schools seems to be a function of the general community transmission rate. So when it's high in a community, it's also high in the schools. When it's low in a community, it's lower in the schools. And so that's what we're seeing. I think another factor at play here is as more parents and grandparents are vaccinated and their younger children aren't, they're going out, they're doing things, and while the disease may be much more minor for 15 and 18-year-olds, it's still something that you know, we should take precautions against.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Massive May Day marches happened across the globe on Saturday. Wendy King reports.
Today is May Day, and there were marches across the world. A rare sight during the pandemic, large and closely packed crowds with marchers striding shoulder to shoulder. May Day is the International Labor Day, the annual celebration of workers' rights. In France, thousands took to the streets, sometimes scuffling with police. In Germany and in Bosnia, where rallies were allowed, workers vented their concerns over jobs and protections. In Indonesia, thousands voiced anger at a new jobs law that critics fear will reduce severance pay. Protesters in Jakarta laid mock graves on the streets to symbolize hopelessness. Also in Istanbul, riot police stopped many from reaching the main plaza. In Rio de Janeiro, thousands of demonstrators rallied at Copacabana Beach. There were also protests in Brasilia and other cities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And actress Olympia Dukakis has died. She starred in dozens of television series over her more than 60-year career and was best known for her roles in Steel Magnolias and Moonstruck, which won her a Best Supporting Actress Oscar in 1988. She also starred in more than 100 off-Broadway productions. Olympia Dukakis was 89. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.